Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Wednesday, a hump day. That means Chuck Muth will join us coming up an hour from now. The president of Citizen Outreach, what did he think of Robert Mueller, who spoke to the media? 8 minutes was all he did. 8 minutes. And I purposely went back and forth. I dialed back and forth. I was driving in to the studio. And I purposely went back and forth from CNN to Fox News. And it's amazing how the same 8 minutes plays so differently depending on which network you are watching. It's just incredible. I want you to hear just a quick clip, kind of the money shot, if you will, of Robert Mueller and his appearance today. Did not take any questions, by the way. But here is Robert Mueller earlier today, in fact, just after 8 o'clock Pacific time, from the Department of Justice in our nation's capital. Here it is.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. We did not, however, make a determination as to whether the president did commit a crime. The introduction to the volume 2 of our report explains that decision. It explains that under long-standing department policy, a president cannot be charged with a federal crime while he is in office. That is unconstitutional. Even if the charge is kept under seal and hidden from public view, that too is prohibited. The special counsel's office is part of the Department of Justice, and by regulation, it was bound by that department policy. Charging the president with a crime was therefore not an option we could consider.
Now, just a quick thought. And by the way, the special counsel said that he would not be taking questions today, and he was not inclined to testify, and that this is going to be the last word. And he says that essentially the 438-page report speaks for itself. Now, I'm not sure what that means in terms of if he is subpoenaed. I mean, if Jerry Nadler decides to subpoena Robert Mueller, can he be compelled to testify? It's just amazing. I want you to hear from the one Republican out there who is calling for impeachment procedures against the president. He is Justin Amash. This is cut one, by the way. This was a town hall questioner wearing a Make America Great hat. And this shows you how the town hall in Michigan with Justin Amash, a congressman from Michigan, by the way, was dominated by anti-Trump people. And just a woman wearing a red Make America Great Again hat and the kind of response it elicited from this very anti-Trump crowd. Let's go to cut one. Justin Amash, the town hall questioner with the Make America Great Again hat. Here it is.
I'll go over here to the
and make America great again. Yeah, no problem. So, let's be respectful.
That's so typical that you boo me because I have a Made America Great hat on again. What? Really? Really?
Let's all be respectful, please.
Yes. If you want to go along with violating the public trust, how far does that go? Are we going to look at the Democrats that have done the same thing? And, oh, please, really.
So let's all be respectful. Please.
See, this is my point exactly. You don't. Because they have all, starting with Hillary Clinton, on down, have tried to take over the country by a silent coup. And it's really.
Please, I ask you all to please be respectful of the person asking the question. So,
yeah, and you know, this is what Mueller and. The Democrats have all tried to, and the deep state, the bureaucrats. I don't know if you've ever dealt with a bureaucrat, but it's just mind-boggling that we have to deal with them. I have a lot of experience, and so
please be respectful. Please.
My point of view
please.
Has.
Please be respectful, sir, please calm down.
Okay, my question is,
yes.
I'm just trying to get my view a point across because nobody else has asked a question. Anyway, my question is, how can you become a Democrat when we voted for you as a Republican? Because you just drank the same Kool-Aid as all the Democrats.
Okay, so let's keep the mic there because I might have some follow-up I want to ask. But first, I have one of the most constitutionally conservative and fiscally conservative voting records in the whole Congress. And in fact, I have voted to spend less than any member of Congress in either chamber since I've been in Congress. So I voted for less spending. When I got elected as part of the Tea Party movement, people cared about limited government. They cared about fiscal conservatism, making sure that our government wasn't spending too much. Under the current administration, spending is skyrocketing. So spending has gone way up. And Republicans, unfortunately, haven't said that much about it. And I continue to vote to reduce spending at the federal level. I talked earlier about how I think we do too many things at the federal level. If you look at my scorecards from conservative groups, I'm at the top of like nearly all the scorecards. So you're not going to find me, I'm not even a middle-of-the-road Republican when it comes to these scorecards. I'm at the top or near the top of every scorecard. So. I haven't changed. I'm who I said I was. I'm a principled, constitutional conservative who has stayed consistent regardless of whether we have President Obama in office or President Trump.
Justin Amash last night in his district having a town hall, and it got a little heated, as you might imagine. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get back to Justin Amash in just a couple of minutes. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. All across the state of Nevada, Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement. Why don't you call Sam right now for a free review of your insurance? Call Sam right now, 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. Quick break. More to come as we continue. It's a Wednesday. It's Hump Day. It is Live and Local Now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Cleaver Special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Cleaver Special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Cleaver Special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. I know one of the issues that that has bubbled up since the president's trip to Japan was the president referencing sleepy or creepy Joe Biden during his trip to Japan. And he was on Van Jones, was on with Chris Cuomo last night on CNN, and he talked about the GOP going after Biden, not for being creepy, but more his 1994 crime bill, mandatory minimums, the whole thing. That many in the African American community viewed as anti-African American. This was Van Jones, though, last night with Chris Cuomo. Here it is.
I don't want to go too deep down the road of what has already been done in this administration, what else might be done. The context of this is whether or not the president is right about the 94 crime bill, especially with respect to Joe Biden. Your take.
Well, look, let me just say, before we get into that, that you now have, I'm happy. Regardless, I'm happy. Because for the first time in my adult life, and maybe in living memory, the President of the United States and the Democratic frontrunner are arguing who is the best on criminal justice reform. Not who's going to build more prisons, pass dumber laws, longer sentences, but who is going to be the best on fixing mass incarceration. That is a tremendous watershed moment. Now, President Trump is wrong that Biden's record is going to make him unelectable on the point. Trump has done better than anybody expected on the legislation, but on the administration, his Department of Justice is still doing bad, dumb stuff. So, Biden can still hit him there. We can have a reasoned debate. But I just want to say to everybody, sometimes you got to take a step back and take yes for an answer from both parties saying we've gone too far with incarceration and both parties want to do better. That's a good thing.
Well, Van Jones still does not address the fact that Joe Biden, the 1994 crime bill was essentially his. He was, I believe he was the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. But suffice it to say, Joe Biden's going to have to answer. And it's not going to be with Republicans. I will promise you this. It will be the Democrats. When they get to North Carolina, or South Carolina, rather, you're going to have Democrats demanding on a debate stage that Joe Biden explain himself on this 1994 crime bill. Now, one other issue that has come up just in the last 24 hours, 48 hours, over the weekend, was Chip Roy. He's a congressman from Texas. On Friday, before Congress went home, he objected to a $19 billion disaster relief bill. And essentially slowed down money going to disaster relief. And a lot of people said, how could he do that? How could he do that? Well, he explained it because he was, last night, he was explaining why he objected. This is cut 8, by the way. This is Congressman Chip Roy, a Republican from Texas. Here it is.
Last Thursday, Speaker Pelosi adjourned the House representatives for the Memorial Day recess for 10 days, and everybody was out of town. And I'm heading to the airport to come home to Texas. And what I hear is that the Speaker was inclined to bring forward a bill that would spend $19 billion unpaid for without any head nod towards the disaster we've got going on at our southern border, and that she was going to do so by unanimous consent. And that means she wasn't going to have a vote. And I don't know about you, but the American people were working last Friday. But unfortunately, the House of Representatives wasn't in Washington. She was going to bring forward a bill and have it go by consent. Mm-hmm. And I just happen to be of the belief that if you're going to spend $19 billion of taxpayer money, we should vote on it. The people's House have a responsibility to do our job and vote.
I got you.
So I left the airport, went back, stood there, and I had stood up and showed up on Friday, and I objected. Now, look, I've got a lot of understanding of how much this means to people in Florida and Georgia and Puerto Rico,
Texas.
Even in Texas,
yeah.
And how important it is. But you know what? The Speaker has had 5 months to get this right. These are disasters that have been going on or that occurred 18 months ago. We should do our job in the House, vote on it,
all right,
and have an actual debate. The people are tired of business as usual in Washington.
There you have it. And by the way, it's a pretty good explanation why he did what he did. I will tell you this. We don't hold our members of Congress, even the ones that we voted for, we don't hold them accountable. They are off all this week for Memorial Day. The rest of the nation went back to work on Tuesday, yesterday, but not Congress. And that I've always thought that was weird. Why don't they work a schedule the way we work a schedule? And by the way, if you want to really know what happens, is nothing really happens till Tuesday. A lot of members don't even come in till Monday night, and they don't even show up in Congress until Tuesday morning. Occasionally, they'll have a vote at 6:30 or something like that. Oh my gosh, I just looked at the clock. You know what it's time for?
It's time for Nevada Voices.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get in the classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I'm Michael Schaus with the Nevada Policy Research Institute.
Hard to believe it, but this time next week, we'll be done with the 80th Nevada Legislature. Can you believe that? No, this time next week, sine die is the end of the session. This time next week, everybody will be packing up and get ready to come home. That is so weird. We've been doing this for 15 days, 16 days? And it's a 120-day session. That's all it is. Unless the governor brings them back in for a special session. Hey, stick around. Still to come, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, will join us at the top of the hour. 10:30, it'll be Megan Barth. And 11 o'clock, Keith Schipper, the Nevada GOP Communications Director. So stick around. Lots more to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Hey, down here, it's your tummy talking. I got a message from your taste buds. It's time to go to Taco Time, especially right now, because they're bringing back those delicious cilantro lime bowls you like so much. Remember, with juicy pork carnitas or tender seasoned chicken piled high with fresh ingredients and topped with avocado ranch dressing. Mm-mm, yummy for the tummy. Take it from me, I should know.
Listen to your tummy. Get a cilantro lime bowl at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Special counsel in the Russia investigation, Robert Mueller, making his first public remarks about the investigation since it began 2 years ago, outlining the sweeping efforts, he says, that Russia conducted to influence and impact the 2016 presidential election. Mueller also said Justice Department guidelines did prohibit him from being able to charge President Trump with any crime, like obstruction, in connection with the probe.
It would be unfair to potentially accuse somebody of a crime when there can be no court resolution of the actual charge.
Mueller adding, though, that if he had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, quote, we would have said so. And Mueller says he won't be testifying at any hearings because
any testimony from this office would not go beyond our report.
USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
All the years I spent with junky vitamins, it did nothing, and these vitamins are just like the best in the whole world. I don't take anything else other than them. When I first started, I was just very, like, always fatigued and tired. Within 2 days, I felt like a new person. I felt like I was in a different body. I listen all the time on the radio when I'm in the car with commercials about Balance of Nature, and it's really true. Everything really, really works. So I am sold.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, all new preferred customers will receive an additional 15% discount and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
All across the state of Nevada, it is live and local now. By the way, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today, even right now. Check it out right now at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. We've been talking over the course of the last week that there are 24, count them, 24 Democrat presidential wannabes that are crisscrossing the nation. We're going to have, I think, a couple of them here in Nevada over the course of the next week. Tulsi Gabbard is from Hawaii, a congresswoman, and is running. She was on with, who was she on with yesterday? She was on Fox on Your World with Neil Cavuto, and was critical of Trump comments in Japan relative to the North Korean missile tests. The president had mentioned that he wasn't incredibly worried, and he explained why. But Tulsi Gabbard, as one of 24 candidates, she sounded worried about the president's comments. Let's go to cut five. This is Tulsi Gabbard yesterday with Neil Cavuto.
My people think it could have been a violation, as you know. I view it differently. I view it as a man. Perhaps he wants to get attention, and perhaps not. Who knows? It doesn't matter. All I know is that there have been no nuclear tests. There have been no ballistic missiles going out. There have been no long-range missiles going out. And I think that someday we'll have a deal. I'm not in a rush.
All right, so the president dismissing this latest missile launch by the North Koreans, but even those around him, and certainly in Japan when he was there meeting with the Japanese leader and a three-day guest of the Japanese, are concerned. They're in the neighborhood of those missiles, and they don't like what they're seeing. 2020 presidential candidate, Democratic Congressman from Hawaii, Tulsi Gabbard, with us right now. Congresswoman, good to have you.
Aloha, Neil.
Are you worried about the president not being worried about this?
I am. Because the situation with North Korea remains very serious. You know, every single day that goes by is a day that North Korea can continue to try to strengthen their nuclear capabilities. So I think President Trump is making a big mistake here in thinking that his own personal charm or his relationship or friendship with Kim Jong-un is going to be enough to make a deal that will achieve our objective of ultimately denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. This is a mistake because if you put yourself in Kim's position, you see how the United States has broken previous agreements that were made. You look at what happened to Gaddafi in Libya, where Gaddafi was promised, hey, if you get rid of your nuclear weapons program, we're not gonna come after you. Well, the United States went after him, toppled Gaddafi. Kim looks at the Iran nuclear deal that was made to stop Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. President Trump came in and made the decision to tear that agreement up. So if you're in Kim's position, you're wondering, why should I step into making an agreement to get rid of nuclear weapons when I don't know if this president or a future president is going to decide to go back on that agreement, wage a regime change war, or do something else? So this is the problem with President Trump's kind of shoot from the hip, unpredictable foreign policy. It's short-sighted, it undermines our national security, and it makes the American people less safe.
Okay. Now, one of the things that's happened over the last couple of weeks, it was highlighted in Japan when the president essentially discounted the view of John Bolton, his national security advisor, and essentially said he wasn't terribly worried by these missile tests by Kim Jong-un. Dana Bash has followed the White House. She's now, a host slash talking head on CNN. She was on with Anderson Cooper last night and continued to fuel reports that the National Security Advisor John Bolton may be on his way out. This is something where, it feeds into the narrative of John Bolton may be out, chaos in the White House. Listen to Dana Bash, though, last night with Anderson Cooper. This is Cut 3, go.
Dana, I mean, President Trump has gone through, as we were talking about with Dexter, three national security advisors.
Uh-huh.
Should we have any expectation that John Bolton is going to be his last? I mean, Dexter raised the point that, you know, who else is there in terms of somebody who is a prominent, who has a name, who, you know, in the president's parlance looks the part, mm-hmm. And has credibility?
No. I mean, we should have no expectations either way. We've learned that just not only in the national security advisor role, but many other roles in the administration. But Dexter is exactly right in his piece. I agree with you, was right on about the fact that Bolton has always been a true believer. There is no gray. It is black and it is white, especially on issues of Iran, but also North Korea. And the fact that he agreed to go into the administration and was eager to go into the administration by all accounts, is a different approach from what others who are saying, you know, I don't agree with this guy, I'm not gonna get involved. He believes so much, John Bolton, in himself, that he believes he can even try to change and successfully at least tweak the way that the president approaches these things. But I can tell you that I have spoken to a source who has spoken to the president in recent weeks, and the president is actively bad-mouthing John Bolton. Mm-hmm. This is even before the North Korea thing. This is about specifically about Iran, saying that he's worried that he just wants to start a war. This is something, this is not exactly a difference of worldview that should surprise anybody.
Dana Bash with Anderson Cooper last night on CNN. Now, another CNN analyst, Paul Begala, and by the way, it's always bothered me that Paul Begala is clearly a left-wing operative, and yet there's never a lower third mentioned that he is a paid consultant for candidates all across the country, all of them probably Democrat. But I want you, let's go to cut four, see if we can squeeze this in before the break. On CNN, comparing Biden, and you got to go back to Munich, and criticism of Trump is not the same as Trump's Japan criticism of Biden. Listen to cut four. Here it is.
The America I see values basic human decency, not snatching children from their parents or turning our back on refugees at our border. Americans know that's not right. The American people understand, please, because it makes us embarrassing.
Paul, is that also wrong?
It's not equal. It's kind of uncool, I have to say. I'm kind of old school. I don't like attacking overseas. Now, I have to say, it's not so much where you say it, though, that it is what. The truth is, our enemies have CNN. They're going to see it if you say it in Indiana rather than if you say it in Munich. So it's what you say. And so when the president sides with a dictator against an American, now what Joe Biden said is the view of many Americans, right? That our immigration policy is wrong, that we should be stronger with our allies in NATO, that security conference in Munich is a very important one. So I don't think it's equal and opposite. I don't think it's even mm-hmm. Steven.
By the way, I was just checking my Twitter feed. Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio. This is what he just tweeted out. What is this? 50 minutes ago. 9 minutes and 39 second press conference. Same conclusions. No new information. Time to move on. Unfortunately, I don't think the Democrats are going to take kindly to that. I don't think. Jim Jordan is right, by the way. The congressman from Ohio is absolutely positively right in that there was no new information that came out of this deal. And Democrats are going to view this as more fodder for impeachment. But there really is nothing new here. Nothing that's not contained in the 438 pages of the Mueller report. Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Wednesday. It is hump day. It is live and local. Now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, Call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Cleaver special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Cleaver special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Cleaver special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, nevadatalknet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you. The family at Trimmer Outpost, proud to be a part of KNNR Talk Radio's historical salute to Genoa. Trimmer Outpost, a must visit when you're in historic Genoa. A unique gift shop featuring Made in Nevada and all the West products provided by many local artisans, farmers, and ranchers, as well as their own Ranch One grass-fed all-natural beef. Trimmer Outpost, also a great venue for weddings, family parties, and other special events. Find out more online at trimmeroutpost.com. Come and have a great shopping experience in the heart of historic Genoa. As the population of Douglas County and Genoa grew, people of many nationalities settled in the area. Industrious Danish and German people recognized the valley as a wonderful crop-growing area. They drained the swamps and marsh areas where farmers and ranchers began to produce hay, grains, and pastures for livestock. Barns built with small blacksmith shops to make the needed farm equipment. This historic salute brought to you by Trimmer Outpost, trimmeroutpost.com. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I really want to care. I want to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry. Nothing. After all, you didn't pick them. Maybe somebody else has got time to listen. My give a damn's busted.
I am getting, I'm getting all kinds of stuff from folks in Carson City. Apparently, they're currently presenting an amended version of AB 291. If you don't know what that is, it is kind of the omnibus gun regulation bill. It doesn't repeal preemption, but it does add extreme risk protection orders, what they call the red flag laws. We're getting down to the final. June 2nd, I believe, is the last day. And after that, there is no more unless there is a special session. We still do not know for sure if there is going to be a major budget shortfall. And before they are done, before they get out of Carson, they are going to have to fix that hole. There's just no other way about it. I was talking earlier about the Justin Amash. He's a kind of a libertarian but he runs as a Republican. He is a Republican congressman from Michigan, or as they like to say, Michigan. And he held a town hall last night. And I want you to listen to at least a small clip as Justin Amash fields an anti-Trump question at this Michigan town hall. This is cut number two. Go.
50 years ago today, me and six other comrades were blown up in Vietnam and one was killed. 50 years ago today.
Very sorry. Thank you for your service.
Now my question.
Thank you.
My question. Is there anything in the Constitution, or can we amend it, where the electorate gets a mulligan?
I don't know if that's a serious question. We don't get a mulligan. We get to vote every 4 years for president, and we make a decision about who we want for president. And obviously there are other checks under our Constitution, like we talked about the impeachment process, where Congress can assert itself and make a determination about whether someone is violating the public trust. But really, in almost all cases, this should be left to the political process. And I think that those powers should be left to extraordinary circumstances.
Now, my question is this, and Justin Amash, there are some that believe he's running for president, that he wants to get the libertarian nomination for president. I don't know if that will work out for him. I mean, I really don't. The one thing I do know is that if he is running, it will not be as a Democrat, because the Democrats already, they got what, 24 presidential wannabes? And what the president's doing right now is essentially doing what he did in 2015 and 2016. One by one, taking on all comers and essentially tossing them overboard, or to borrow a wrestling analogy, like a battle royal. When I was growing up, we used to go down every Thanksgiving night, and we would have, and they'd have a 10-man or a 20-man battle royal, and in order to be eliminated, you had to be thrown over the top rope out of the ring, and you were disqualified then. And so you go back to the locker room. That's essentially what the president did, is he took one by one, Jeb Bush, Rick Perry, Lindsey Graham, et cetera, Dr. Ben Carson. And essentially what he was doing was throwing one by one over the top ring, and over the top ring rope. And out of the ring, and they were done. That is apparently what's going on now. But David Gergen had an interesting comment last night on CNN, that there are serious questions. I know Joe Biden is leading by 30 points in a lot of the polls. I don't believe the polls. If I do believe them, I would go more on the issue of that essentially Joe Biden is leading simply because of name recognition. He's been around so long. Who knows who Kamala Harris is or Tulsi Gabbard? Nobody does. All these 24 people are running for vice president on a Joe Biden ticket. Now, David Gergen was on CNN, let's go to cut six, and said there are serious questions about Biden's ability to connect to today's voters. Older voters will probably, I'll bet you he gets 90% of the vote among Democrats. But what about younger voters? And will he connect with voters today as opposed to voters you know, 6, 8, 10, 20 years ago. This is David Gergen last night on CNN.
I totally agree. I think that is a big, big question, Anderson. Can he be the man of the future? I think he can be the man who shapes the Democratic future. There are a lot of these other candidates in running against him right now who you know, hope to beat him, but they also want to stay on his good side because one of them might be his vice presidential nominee. And by the way, they're all looking and saying, well, maybe in 4 years, if he is president, it'll be a one term maybe, and I want to be out there and be in good graces with Joe Biden in 2024 when a big showdown may occur in the Democratic Party.
There you have it. That's David Gergen. The last word this hour goes out to our friends at NPRI. They have been all 120 days. They are in Carson City analyzing what's going on, how they're spending your tax dollars. It's called Nevada Voices.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit nevadapolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's nevadapolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
A big show today coming up. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, will join us. We'll kind of preview the final days of the 80th Nevada Legislature. Also, Megan Barth will stop by. Always fun to see Megan. Well, we'll find out what she thinks of what Bob Mueller said today. Robert Mueller, the special counsel, he did 9 minutes, a 9-minute press conference. Also, Keith Schipper, Nevada GOP communications director, will join us in studio. And we'll talk about what's going on in Carson City and beyond. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.